Welcome to the official podcast. It's the same four staple nerds joined by the hot boy, Nakey Jakey. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Nakey Jakey. I'm 23. I'm 6'4", and I like The Little Mermaid.
Oh, do you know how tall I am, Jakey?
I want to say you're pretty tall, but maybe I don't know. I know you have a bunch of tattoos. I remember when I saw a picture of you, Charlie, for the first time years ago, like many others, I was like, wow, that is not how I imagined you. Then again, I don't know how I would have imagined you, but the voice did not match the face at first.
I'll take it as a compliment. If you had to put numbers to my height, what would you guess?
I feel like, are you guys giggling because he's really short?
No.
No? Okay. I don't know, like 6'5"?
God, nailed Jesus. It. First fucking try. I can't really believe it.
He sniffed it out. He sniffed
you
it out.
You guessed Andrew's height. Good job.
Oh, wait. You said 6'5". You got it backwards.
Oh, it's 5'6".
Oh, wow. Yeah. He's 100%. Yeah, it's 5'6". Do you hate me now? Am I not as cool to you?
No. I think nothing of it. Man, if anything, I forget how tall I am sometimes. It's like, oh,
what a great problem to have.
No, whoa. I know. It's such like a first world problem to be like, oh man, but I mean, it is a thing. Like I'll see pictures later, especially when I was like a lanky teenager, it was the worst. I'd see pictures later and I'd be like, oh, who's that guy in the back? And I was like, holy shit, that's my head popping over all these people trying to take a picture. But yeah.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
Oh, wow.
Ah, did you not, fellow man of taste.
Did you not get his Omegle rundown ASL in the beginning? That's why I brought up the height question.
I don't think I was here.
No, I kind of just rattled off some facts. The only reason I mentioned The Little Mermaid is because before my roommate, who's also named Jake, went to work, we were singing Part of Your World really loud when I was cleaning the kitchen. So that's why it's fresh in my mind. But
oh,
yeah.
Super cute.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It's kind of quirky. It's kind of cute.
And speaking of singing and music in general, you're quite a big musical virtuoso. Do you like music?
I don't know if I'd say that, but thank you.
Well, that's how I found your channel is through your video game raps. The one I saw first was the Mafia 3 one. It was before I got the game and you sold me on it. I fucking hated the game, but it was a great video.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was with my cousin Charity, actually. She's got a super good voice. But yeah, that's actually probably my favorite of the rap reviews. So that makes me happy. Because a lot of those I look back on and I'm like, yeah, I'm not so happy on that one. But with that one, I felt like I actually for once did a good job of doing the rap, but also like giving my full opinion on the game of like, oh, I wanted to like it, but it's kind of dog shit.
Yeah. It was
Mafia,
dog shit.
It was Mafia 3, the one with the mirrors that would come from another dimension. So you would be like staring at yourself in the mirror, but the game would lag. So your mirror reflection would be looking off in the distance and shit.
Yeah,
and it was really
I
creepy.
Think so. Yeah. The mirrors did some, you could definitely tell that it wasn't like, I don't know what route they took, because I know mirrors in video games get kind of weird, but whatever route they took, I just remember it always looked really weird. So yeah. I want to say, yeah, you're right.
Wait, how can a mirror lag in game?
Ask Mafia 3, because they accomplished
they found a way.
It was a design decision. They didn't want players thinking that the mirror person was actually them, so they had to add a little bit of delay there to build the difference up.
Maybe there's some like unspoken lore like in the Mafia series that the story is actually about like some alternate realities, and the mirror is like the wardrobe, like Narnia. I don't know where I'm going with this.
I thought it was racism. Wasn't it about racism?
Oh yeah, no. There's definitely some racist stuff.
Racism
going on
against
the
mirror people.
Yeah.
Those goddamn mirror people.
I don't think anything would freak me out as much as looking in the mirror and it being delayed. I would shit myself.
No, really.
That was
not
one of my biggest fears. I don't know if you guys remember this movie, but it had Jack Bauer or Kiefer Sutherland. I forget, they're two different people, but it had Kiefer Sutherland, and it was about mirrors that were haunted or something.
Was it called Mirrors?
Yeah, I want to say it's just called Mirrors, right?
Yeah.
That might be it.
The movie's dog shit, but please continue.
It's scary. Just the concept of it that put the fear of God in me for like my entire formative years.
I'm in front of my computer, so I just looked up. So stupid. I just typed mirrors into Google Images expecting to get the movie, and it's just a bunch of mirrors. I don't know what I expected. All right. Kiefer
It had Kiefer Sutherland in it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was a remake of an older movie. Oh, yeah. Probably no, also you're called right. Mirrors.
It is. It's called Mirrors, and the logo, one of the mirrors is backwards to be like, you know, it's a, or one of the R's, I mean, and the name is backwards to be like, right. Oh, it's a mirror. It's red text. Yeah. I knew I remembered that from
the only reason I watched it is because one of my friends had saw it, and I used to be extremely terrified of horror movies when I was younger. And wow. He told me, like, in the beginning, there was a part with a girl masturbating in front of a mirror, and I really wanted to see that.
And you're like, oh, that's not scary. I'll watch it.
Little did you know that she yanks her fucking jaw off and bleeds to death.
Yeah,
does she actually?
Like that.
Yeah, that's the opening scene. I didn't think it was that early. I thought it was, like, halfway through the movie.
No,
it must have been a good jerk off.
Yeah.
It was a quick one.
It was real intense.
It was definitely towards the beginning, though, if I remember right.
Huh.
I don't mean to overthrow your lore knowledge of mirrors or anything, but I am pretty sure.
Well, I've only watched it like twice this year, so I need to hit it up again.
Fun fact, this movie has like a 14% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm kind of just reading about it while you guys are talking about it.
You can't trust that. But, they don't understand good horror or masturbation, really. Speaking of masturbation, though, do you masturbate, Jakey?
Yeah. I mean, I knew this question was coming, pun intended, and I...
you prepared for it?
I prepared for it, but I wanted to give an honest answer, and it kind of made me realize that I've been slacking lately, because typically in my life, I'd say at least, you know, like twice a day, morning and night style, but lately I've just been kind of busy doing stuff. I think I'm lucky to squeeze in one. Like, I just forget, so you guys actually got me preemptively thinking about it, like, oh man, I need to do some evaluation and get those numbers up.
You got to prepare for my big show.
Yeah, well, I wanted to prepare a little bit, because I was like, oh yeah, that's coming up, should I like try to make sure I remember all their names or anything? But then what I actually thought of was like, oh man, they're gonna ask me if I jerk off.
I love how we have that reputation.
Yeah. Make sure you jerk off at least twice before coming on and get a good, interesting story prepared.
Yeah, clear your head. I kind of said that jokingly, but I definitely have done that in the past of like, if I'm making a big decision or if
You're meant to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you want to make sure you're... Yeah. Not even like sexually, like, oh, I'm going to hook up with this girl or anything, but just like, should I get this car? Just like,
yeah, fuck it. I do it for small decisions. What kind of coffee do I want from the coffee joint? Whip it out.
With or without cum.
I was just about to remember a story about a guy who used to come in some girl's coffee and I couldn't remember it. I remember we talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah, no, we did. Yeah.
It wasn't an employee and it was his
boss.
Yeah, it was an office dude.
Was it like prompted? Like, did she want it? I'm guessing no.
No, but that's the disgusting part. He would every day for a couple of years apparently sneak into his boss's office and just jizz into her coffee and then disappear again, like some sort of a fucked up Pennywise.
He's like a Batman of jerking off into people's coffee, just
basically. And then one day she caught him in the act, and that was it.
Damn.
Wasn't there another one where the guy would jerk off in his boss's coffee and she caught him by having her boyfriend jerk off into her coffee and see if it tasted the same?
What? That definitely just sounds like fan fiction.
I'm pretty sure it happened recently.
This sounds like a spinoff of the first story we were talking about.
I swear to fuck,
crazy
I read about
anime
this.
Version.
I swear to fuck, I read about this recently, where the way that she could identify the taste was she got her fucking boyfriend to do it.
Well, if she had a sneaking suspicion there's cum in her coffee, I think there was probably a better way of approaching that situation. Like,
well, yeah.
Well, here, let me. All right, you come in it. You come in it. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, what if you just had bad coffee? Like, regularly salty coffee?
Then having your boyfriend come in it would just taste like coffee with cum, not like coffee with a different
flavor. Then you would know that you were
cum.
Drinking cum.
What are you Yes, you would. You don't have to do an A-B comparison test. Like, she caught the guy with his dick in
the
coffee.
I think the source of this question is, does different cum taste different? That's kind of the underlying question here.
That is a good underlying argument.
Women complain about certain guys' cum. Like, you're meant to eat pineapple, right?
Yeah, when it's in their coffee, they kind of are right.
Right.
I don't mind the taste of cum. I just don't want it in my coffee.
No, but what I mean is, does it just taste the same for every dude if it's in coffee?
There's one quick way to find out.
Yeah, I don't know. Does the coffee like take away the flavor centers of the cum? I don't know. Does it strip it of its flavor?
It definitely neutralizes it.
Someone get Jamie Oliver on the phone.
You know, like when you're at a coffee shop and you get coffee and they always ask like, oh, do you want room for cream on the top? They just ask like, oh, do you want room? And it's like, yeah, my boyfriend's going to come in it after you hand it to me. Oh, he's outside. He's in the car, but you leave room. He's going to have a whole dump today.
One day Starbucks is going to have different little one of those push things where the cream is in for different animals. So I bet elephant cum, tiger cum. Oh.
What if the machine breaks and it gets warm?
Ew, ew. Oh, delicious.
Some people are going to want it warm.
Live cultures.
It's going to have a skin on it like pudding. A little film that you got to stir in pudding, every couple hours.
Using the pudding example gave a very clear like visual in my head of like, oh yeah, it would just be sitting there and it'd have that film on top. Oh,
yeah. You got to stir it in, otherwise it's like crusty. Oh boy, imagine if you worked at fucking Boston Market and your job was to stir the cum to prevent it from settling.
A little cement mixer is worth it.
You go to Dairy Queen in the soft
serve. Go stir the cum, boy. God damn it.
Constantly churning cum. Oh boy. What a horrible reality to live in.
That's how the mirror dimension probably is.
Yeah, that was the plot of the movie. Can you imagine?
Someone came in Kiefer Sutherland's coffee and then he looked in and it was all downhill from there.
Yeah, I remember that episode of 24 where he said, we have to go to the cum dimension.
Did you ever watch 24, though, before we get too far off the Kiefer Sutherland train?
Oh, yeah. I'm turning 24 this year, and I feel like even before my birthday, I've already made a couple jokes when people ask how old I am of like, oh, gonna go Kiefer this year. And they're like, I don't get it. And I'm like, 24.
Oh, yeah. It's a bit abstract. If you said that to me, I'd look at you like a fucking idiot, too.
No, it's a stretch, but yeah, I could still hear the stopwatch sound when anyone says 24 to the 10, 10, 10. That's a really like obnoxious version of it, but yeah, you know it.
I wish they didn't run it into the ground when they did that special a couple years back. That's the only reason I brought it up, because I'm still upset about how bad that was.
You see, I wasn't that much of a fan. Like, I remember watching it in, like, middle school with my parents, because they were really into it, and I think I watched, like, the entirety of maybe just a couple seasons. But, yeah, how many seasons did it end up having before it ended?
It was eight. I think it had eight seasons before it ended.
And you were a pretty big fan?
Well, I watched all of it.
Was it a good show?
It was okay. It was
What was the concept like? 24 is
it like, it's
like
every
hours?
Yeah. Every season is just like one day. Yeah. So the concept is actually pretty cool.
So he's.
But
had,
what if it's a boring hour? Like if there's just an hour where he's just showering.
There is no boring hour.
There's no boring hours, and it's not like he ever sleeps. So that'd be pretty hilarious. It's like, catch us on next week's episode, and he just like masturbates, takes a nap, gets some Dairy Queen.
He's just waiting at the doctor's office.
Like, oh man, this was the down part of his day.
So he's like awake for eight straight days.
He's waiting in line at Starbucks, just impatiently looking around. I gotta get back to work. Hurry up.
It's easy to forget that the show is supposed to thematically take course over 24 hours, but if you had a movement watch, you'd be able to easily keep track of time. Tell him about it, Jackson.
Actually, we're talking about sunglasses, not watches.
Wait, movement is that watch brand, right?
Do you see what fucking happens when you don't read the ads, Charlie?
Movement? Yeah. High quality watches, Charlie. They also do high quality sunglasses now. I was fortunate enough, they sent me out some glasses. I tested them out. They're beautiful sunglasses. Love them lots. They're very comfortable. They keep my eyes protected. They're great. So you can expect the same kind of quality if you've got a movement watch from these sunglasses. And if you don't have a movement watch, take my word, they're great, and so are the sunglasses. So there's a lot of different styles and colors and designs that you can get with these sunglasses to take to different events. Charlie, do you like their watches and sunglasses?
Yeah, they're high quality shit. And just as for everyone out there listening, Jackson looks great in those sunglasses. I'll tell you what.
Jakey, I have a question for you.
What's up?
Do you consider yourself, out of your profession, an aviator?
Are you talking about?
Because MVMT movement has lots of styles to choose from, including
God damn it.
Aviator, classic, trendy, round, mirrored, polarized
oh,
for him and for her.
Oh, perfect.
See, MVMT sunglasses, you can get them polarized, which will help you see the reflections of the sun better after it's reflected off of a thin film of semen on your coffee. So if you suspect your coworkers, there's no better way to find out than to get some MVMT glasses.
It's factually accurate.
Indeed. That's why they invented them in the first place.
So what you want to do is go to MVMT.com/official to check out these glasses. That's, spell it out, Charlie. MVMT.
In just letters or movie titles? Because you threw me for a curveball there.
Well, you know our shtick.
Okay, yeah, so movie titles.
Letters is
then.
Fairly obvious. Just do movie titles.
Well, yeah. I would hope letters are fairly obvious. So for movie titles, that's M for mirrors, V for...
God damn
Vendetta.
It. V is so there you go.
V for Vendetta.
We've already done that one.
We've done that one a billion times.
Yeah. What's that? Damn it.
We've already done Valerian.
Yeah.
There's probably just some movie called Vendetta, like some generic action movie.
Oh, I got it. Vin Diesel in The Chronicles of Riddick. There you go.
There you that
go.
Works, yeah. Take it away, Andrew.
M for Mirrors, the sequel, starring Jack Bauer. And T for Ted and Bill's Pretty Okay Adventure.
Mirrors 2 is just called More Mirrors.
You know MVMT, for they've revolutionized the watch industry. And now it's time to check out their sunglasses at MVMT.com/... What is it, Jake?
Sorry.
We were looking for official. MVMT.com/official.
He's going to start slashing off movie titles.
Of course. Official is in front of me the whole time. God damn it.
We also need to say you get 15% off with that deal.
That's you also do pretty, get 15% off.
Pretty good
of that.
Deal. Pretty good deal. Go check them out. Go tell them that we sent you.
Go tell them you want another season of 24.
So, Jakey, so you've become quite a big video game enthusiast. Well, I don't know if you've just become a video game enthusiast, if you're acting or whatever, but you started pretty much with music and video games, and now it's been branching out onto the very specific video game topics and going very in-depth with them. Do you prefer the format you're doing now as opposed to doing the music-related stuff, or do you kind of like doing both of them?
Yes, I definitely prefer the format now because before I even started the YouTube stuff, I was already working on a bunch of music that I still am because I'm really bad about releasing stuff. So the rap reviews or different music stuff I did earlier were kind of just like little things I did, but I'm happy the way it is now because I want my... I guess, musical efforts to be put into these songs that I actually really care about. Not that, you know, I don't care about the rap reviews, but a lot of them I'd kind of just pull out of my ass and then also make my videos as good as I can, I guess is what I'm trying to say, so that I kind of have them separate but equal. But yeah.
That's how I like a lot of things too.
I knew this. Oof. I knew I shouldn't have said that. But yeah,
I wanted to see how awkward you could get. I'm sorry.
I mean, I set myself up, but also I just have a lot more fun with the current format that I have of like the green screen and just kind of making videos about whatever topic because I feel like it's more natural to me. Whereas before, when I just did the voiceover stuff, it was like. If I go back and watch it, I can tell I'm kind of putting on more of a voice or like trying to go for something that just wasn't really me. But it was part of the process, so I'm still proud of them. But yeah, I'm pretty happy with my current format.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good. Evolving.
Yeah. Yeah. So how are you finding the current like attention that you're getting? Because I've noticed that your audience has, you know, grown a bit recently, and other content creators have, you know, taken notice of you and sent you nice messages, especially on Twitter and stuff. Are you finding that? How are you finding that?
It's
he fucking hates it, Jackson. He doesn't want his channel to grow.
Well, he might not. He might like a little.
No, I know. It's definitely. It's like big picture, looking at it from far away. It's sorry, I'm a little sick, by the way. But it's nothing but like positive. I'm super stoked on it. But looking a little closer, it's definitely like. It's just new to me, and so if I think about it for too long, of like how many people 300,000 is, that's that's so much that that makes me a little uncomfortable, or that like the guy who delivered my Chinese food the other day recognized me and then like messaged me on Twitter about it. And that was like a weird thing for me. Or like, I remember watching some of Critical's videos way back in the day when I was in like high school, and now I'm on his podcast. Like, if I think about that stuff too much, it definitely trips me out. Not necessarily in a bad way, but in like a, like, I can't think about it too much. Otherwise I become Kiefer Sutherland in mirrors. Yeah.
You don't hate me now that you found out I'm 5'6"?
No, not at all. That's, I think it's so sweet. I think it's perfect. I think you're wonderful.
So that's the perfect
thank,
height.
Thank you all for having me on here.
No, well, you,
apparently you sound 6'5", so you could exclusively date over the phone, Charlie.
That's true. Charlie sounds like he's like 7'8" and just ginormous.
Yeah. So Charlie is Yao Ming.
I wish I was cool enough to have like a cool name like Lightning Rod or something and be like an imposing presence.
Yeah,
a name like Lightning Thunder. Rod would be a cool name.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, really. Hey, look, it's my friends, Steve, Tyler, and Lightning Rod.
That's cool, though.
No, oh, wait, is his name Rod and then everyone just calls him like Lightning?
Oh, that's right, that's actually cool. That'd be nice. Yeah, yeah, it's like you're cool. That just makes me think of the movie Hot Rod. So now I just see Charlie as like a stuntman. But they call him Lightning Rod.
Oh, that'd be cool, though. I wish I was tall. That's kind of the gist of the whole thing. I really do wish I was tall. If any of you out there have any ways for me getting taller than other than breaking my legs, I'd be more than willing to listen.
I mean, do you feel like not being tall has has prevented you from doing a lot of things or anything? Let's talk about it. Let's dive into this.
Well, I'm glad you brought me on the
heartbreak. Then
I'm glad you brought me on the therapy podcast. Yeah, you know. Sometimes I'll walk around and be like, you know what? These guys probably think I'm a piece of shit because I'm so short. You know what I mean?
If anything, I would think the opposite, because sometimes I feel like people think I'm a piece of shit just because I'm freakishly tall. A lot of the times I get from people of like, oh, he thinks he's better than us. And it's like, what are you talking about? I'm insecure as shit. I can't help that I'm tall. Like, come on.
You are.
So, you know.
I think these are just general insecurities that you're putting a reason behind, folks.
Yeah, I think me and Charlie just got some...
I think
some,
you guys could be any height and you'd still issues. Be like, oh, everyone hates me. What the fuck?
Maybe we need a Freaky Friday situation between me and Jakey where I take 6'5 for like a month, like Jamie Lee Curtis style.
Yeah, I'll be the low hand in this situation.
Do you think that if you guys switched like after it, like Jakey would learn a valuable lesson? Like, wow, I never realized... you know, what it's like to be short. It really gave me perspective. Meanwhile, Charlie would just be like, this was so fucking great. I don't want to switch back at all.
Fuck you,
boy.
Buddy.
How do I stay here?
Charlie just runs away from me anytime I try to talk to him. Like, no, don't switch back. Get away from
Jake,
me.
Jake, we can switch back if you can grab the remote out of my hand that I am now holding up as high as I can.
Yeah, that just got me thinking about Freaky Friday. Doesn't she play the guitar in that movie? Is that like a big part of it? Is that like Lindsay Lohan is like a cool rock star type chick?
I used to love that movie. Lindsay Lohan was...
So, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah,
she I thought you meant she plays the character of a guitar, like she swapped into a guitar's
now,
body.
Who plays
featuring Lindsay Lohan as the voice of the guitar.
Who plays her mom? Because her mom...
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, I was going to say, she was a...
She's from all the yogurt commercials.
the poop yogurt, yeah.
Yeah,
because I was going to say, I remember her mom was a pretty big deal actress when the movie came out.
Wasn't Jamie Lee Curtis in like Halloween or like some other? Yeah.
Yeah, she was That's the main like her... person in most of the Halloweens, I think.
Right. And now she's getting freaky on a Friday.
She doesn't do anything anymore, I don't think. Prove me wrong in the comment section, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Just those yogurt commercials.
Didn't Lindsay
Lohan... All
Lindsay
Lohan does now is cocaine.
Just lose a lawsuit against GTA.
Yes. Yeah, she did.
Lindsay Rather Lohan, interestingly. Right?
Yeah.
For the cover girl, the blonde one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was actually a character in the game, not the cover girl that she was suing about. It could have been both actually, but there was a character in the game that was like pretty close to her and like spoke like her and talked about events that had happened about
and
Lindsay
wasn't,
Lohan.
Wasn't the judge's ruling against her to like drop it was like no one gives a shit about you anymore.
No, I think he said that the character was too generic of a whore.
Yeah.
That's the official statement.
I like to imagine that both of you guys are saying, yeah, verbatim, what the judge said. Like, yeah, whore. Like, Jesus Christ.
I always wish we could drop precedents in anything, like, legal or serious. Just have it, people actually speak how they want to speak, not have to have that flowery language.
Well, have you ever watched Trailer Park Boys?
I have not.
I'm a big fan of the show, and there's one episode where Ricky, the main character, he's in court, and he's like, if I can't smoke and drink in court, or if I can't smoke and swear in court, I'm fucked. And so they just let him like say whatever he wants, and he just like tells everyone off. It's not that funny if you don't know what I'm talking about, but people watching probably know. It's one of my favorite shows. It's real funny. So that was a good story.
Does that answer your question, Andrew?
Absolutely. I took notes.
I don't even remember what the question was that we were talking about.
Whores.
Yeah, whores.
Yeah,
whores.
Lindsay Lohan being a generic enough whore, do you think?
Who's your favorite whore, Jakey?
Who's my favorite whore? Who's my favorite whore? Do you mean of one? I'm not going to put anyone on blast. Are you talking like, you got to be more specific. I'll give you some answers, but filter it down a little bit.
How many holes do you have?
Yeah. Jesus, yeah, he's got tears.
Oh, I thought you meant like in like pop culture or like in my personal life or in any
personal
realm.
Interactions with whores, man.
Whore can be literal, an actual prostitute, or you know, just some jerk.
You know,
in your
I don't
life
know
who...
if I don't know if I've dealt with any people in my life that I would deem whores. Like I've encountered women in my life that maybe have been cruel to me or have cheated.
Whoa, Jakey, you're going off on the... We're not calling anyone whores. That's not a whore. We're not using it as an insult.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Jesus Christ, Jakey.
Stupid whore.
We give you a platform and you just come on here and call all your friends whores?
My God.
You know, I'm just trying to find out what you want, all right?
If you are a friend of Jake's in real life, you better watch the fuck out. He thinks you're a whore.
I'm about to put all of his fucking female friends on blast as whores. Good Lord.
I was saying the opposite. Come on. If anything, they're all toots. I'm more of a toot man, short for prostitute. But
toots. Oh, man.
Sounds like a Thomas the Tank Engine character.
Yeah, that's a Tim and Eric reference for anyone in the chat. Let's get some booyahs going in the chat. But
I'm sorry, yeah. Jakey, there's no chat.
It's not live. We have no audience.
I know.
Just us whores.
It's like in this Discord, I'm the only one that just types booyah. There we go. I got some booyahs going in the chat.
Now we're cooking.
Underneath the poster for
mirrors. Was there a question you actually wanted answered, or was that just like...
Well, in the beginning...
I would have answered it. I'm an open book.
Well, fine. Go for it. Answer the whole question.
Well, no, I mean, you guys ruined it now. You embarrassed me, and the level of trust has definitely diminished, but...
Well, I mean, that's who your favorite whore is. Come on.
No, the chat's turned on, and we can get him out of here. So you like video games, Jakey? We can go down that avenue. It's a bit safer for you.
Yeah, I do.
Why did you like Far Cry 5?
I was playing it earlier today, and I feel very mixed on Far Cry 5.
What's your reasoning?
I think the setting is the coolest place they've been to, because I've always wanted a game taking place in the Midwest, because the Black Hills of South Dakota, where I live, is very similar to that sort of... setting, so it's I like it a lot, but I think the story is pretty garbage. I think the whole religious cult aspect, they were kind of pussies with that, and they didn't really they didn't really say anything. And I think the I think some of the gameplay and exploring is really fun, but I also think the constant bombardment of bad guys and planes in the air, and just they never really let up, and that like you'll just be doing your thing and exploring, and then it'll be like, okay, time for a story mission, and then you'll like get captured and have to go through all that bullshit. I'm not a fan of that, but as a whole, I mean, I haven't really been playing games recently because nothing... I'm just always working on stuff and nothing really seems to grab me, but that had enough of an appeal for me to be like, all right, I'm gonna sit down and play it. So like, I'm having fun, but so far it's definitely been a mixed experience.
Yeah, I would agree for the most part. It's just, it's a lot more of the same really with the whole Far Cry formula. It's just basically Far Cry 3 and 4 streamlined a bit more, but, the settings are definitely the coolest part. I like the cult. I like the, you know, the whole identity of the cult and their place in the setting. But I agree that I don't think that their actual execution was that great.
They
They no, seem yeah, really totally. Tame. There was one scene where one of the main cult leaders is like, he's made out to be this real badass dude who tortures everyone, but then he basically just rips open your shirt and tickles you on the chest a little bit, and then you get wheeled off.
You're talking about John, right?
Yeah, John Seed. I was like, really? Yeah. That's all he does. He doesn't like cut a big cross into my stomach anything like that.
It's the worst part is that it's like, yeah, I agree that the potential to have that kind of enemy and that kind of setting and those types of villains, there's so much potential there, but in execution, they ruined it. Like I fall asleep every cutscene because they just go on and on and on, and they're not like very good performances. And it's just like, I'm cheering for it. Like I want to like it, but it sucks.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, Nikki, did you know that Heraclitus, the philosopher, died because he buried himself neck deep in cow shit?
I did not know that, no.
Where did that come from?
Kaya, you just are really, really enjoying that philosopher's this. Podcast, aren't you?
I'm trying to drive this car off the cliff.
I can tell you're just digging that, what is it, like daily philosophy podcast or something?
Yeah, we're just cruising along and Kaya just grabs the steering wheel and just goes into philosopher town.
Oh, no, Nate. I'm not trying to pass it off as me knowing anything. I just like listening to stuff, and then every once in a while I'll hear something interesting and or super funny.
You'll throw it at the wall, see what
old
sticks.
Man. Well, he apparently used to be considered the smart guy in town. Everybody would go to him for his problems, but he would also have chronic pain because I guess his legs retained water a lot. And his brilliant solution was that if he buried himself in shit, literal cow shit, under the hot sun, it would suck the water out of his legs and he would be cured. And he died.
So wait, if he was just trying to get the water out of his legs, why'd he bury him, like, all of him?
I honestly think, I'm unfamiliar with the fabled tale of Hercules, or whatever the fuck his name is. But
yeah, my brain went to Hercules. I can't remember what he said.
Far Cry 5.
It sounds like less of a attempt to cure himself and more of a suicide, because he probably just couldn't get alone back then because Lightstream wasn't around, Kaya.
Yeah, he just did a quick murder suey with some cow shit.
Instead of Lightstream. That's where your life is heading if you don't use Lightstream.
17% APR.
Tell me more.
Tell about it, Andrew.
17% APR.
Let's say it again.
17% APR.
One more for the back row, Andrew.
17% APR.
Do you believe in the Lord?
17%.
Now be serious with him for a second, Andrew. Give him the sermon.
Average interest rates on credit card debt are 17% APR. That's right. Have you looked at your interest rate lately? Let me tell you about Lightstream, okay?
Preach it, brother. Preach it.
How much do you hate... Jake, can I get a one?
One.
Kaya, can I get a seven?
Seven.
Jackson, can I get a percent?
Percent?
Charlie, I'm going to need you to hit me with the APR.
That's APR, chief.
That's far too fucking high. Because you can get a credit card consultation loan with a fixed interest rate as low as 5.49% APR with autopay.
You could save. Andrew, wait. You said consultation. It's actually a consolidation loan. I just wanted to throw that in there for you.
You're right. Thank you, Jesus. You could save thousands of dollars in interest. Thousands of dollars in interest. Loans from $5,000 to $100,000. No fees.
No fees.
Break it down. Not the evil, temptress, incestuous, devilish, and all around scandalous 17% APR. No.
No, sir.
5.49, godly, righteously, Jesus Christ-ly percent APR with auto pay on a credit card consolidation loan. Thank you, Holy Light Stream. Save thousands of dollars in interest. You can choose a funding date as soon as the same day. See interest rates before you apply. Application is 100% online, and they are a division of SunTrust Bank. Back in the olden days, there was no God or Jesus. There was the Sun, and they trusted him. Therefore, we have the bank.
Father.
You can
Could yes. you say God? Could you say God again? I like
to God. God. Oh Jesus!
I was on
apply
Google to
and apply they, today.
They tell me that SunTrust Bank actually used to be very involved with Coca-Cola, and they tell me that SunTrust somewhere has a vault with the original Coca-Cola formula.
Praise actual the fact, Lord.
Perfect time to include that, Kaya. Thank you.
Thank
it's
you,
a
Kaya.
Fun fact about the company.
Apply today, and you won't get buried in cow shit. No, you will get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way for my beloved brothers and sisters, with good credit, to get this special interest rate discount is to go to lightstream.com/official. That's lightstream.com/official. Hell! Ha! GHT! Can I get an S?
S.
S.
Can I get a T?
D.
T. Can I get an R-E-A-M?
REA.com/official.
17% APR, I say no. 5.49% APR.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Lightstream.com/official. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and save day funding.
Go to Lightstream.com/official, take out a loan, and then go to Patreon.com/theofficialpodcast.
It's a two-step process. It's really quite simple.
Praise the Lord.
I mean, you can either buy a car or a house or something, but the point is you get the money the same day and, you know, you can pledge.
So that that actually brings up a good question I had for Jake. Jake, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior?
You know, I once did, and I've since said goodbye to the old man.
Oh, what happened? Because I have some literature you could read.
You want to talk about some APR more? Are you getting charged up to for your second sermon?
Well, Nate, if you had to pick one cult to be a part of, you don't get to pick any of the classical religions. You have to pick one goofy ass weirdo cult. Which would it be?
I would probably join the Insane Clown Posse.
That's a good one.
That is a good answer.
That's
Juggalos.
A really strong choice.
Oh man, there were so many Juggalos at the high school I grew up with, and they are wacky. Let me tell you, they're a wacky bunch.
Have you done any research or in depth exploration of this culture? Because I've watched a few documentaries and other exposés, and I'm fascinated.
There's like the Gathering of the Juggalos. There's Juggalettes, which are just. Wow.
Let me tell you something, man. If you ever have the desire to see a 8-month pregnant, dreaded out and fully naked woman smoking, you go to the Gathering. It is an amazing fucking experience.
Wait, have you gone?
No, but I want to so fucking badly.
I can hear it in your voice. You think about this a lot.
I would love to go. They just literally take firecrackers and throw them into the crowds for no reason. It's the best thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I'm happy you guys liked that answer. That was the first thing that came to mind was freaking Juggalos. They're great. Somehow still exist. Even I don't even know if Insane Clown Posse is still putting out music, but
oh yeah,
no, I don't think so. They are.
Yeah. Wow. Oh yeah, they still do the Gathering every year and still do all those big shit.
It's different than making music.
No, I think they do still make music. I was listening to the radio for the first time in a long time. They're talking about Shaggy Too Dope, and he's at the Juggalo leader pretty much.
Well, he's one of the insane clowns.
There's yeah. two, yeah. There's Shaggy Too Dope and
Violent J.
Violent J. Yep.
Yep.
I remember when I was in middle school, me and my I lived with my cousin, my older cousin, who was really funny. His name is Joe, and we both thought that ICP was hilarious because we had some friends that kind of liked it, but we always thought it was just like hilarious, even though we were like 9 or 10 or whatever. And I remember one time I was in the bathroom because we shared a bathroom, and he locked me in the bathroom and he played one of their albums at full blast and made me listen to most of it before he let me out. So that's a bit of a fond and not so fond memory of ICP.
Wow.
Much motherfucking wicked clown love.
Yeah. I love them. They got the Dark Carnival coming. You best prepare.
I'm trying to remember. There's one. There's one lyric from one of the songs. It's called like Rise of the Malingo or something, but I remember there's one lyric that where they're talking about like how shitty life is for these kids, and he's like, "And your daughter's got nut stains on her back, and I killed her with a baseball bat," or something like that. I was just like, okay.
That sounds about right.
That sounds 100% accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I haven't heard the song, but I can already hear it in their voices.
I mean, these are the men. These are the geniuses.
Oh, the great Malingo. I think that's what it's called. Something like that.
I mean, these are the men who make a song called Miracles to discuss the beauty of life. And includes magnets. The verbatim lyric, fire, water, air, and dirt. Fucking magnets. How do they work?
I like
and I don't want to talk to a scientist because y'all motherfuckers lying and leaving me pissed. I love them.
I like the leaving me pissed part because it's like someone tried to teach it to him, and he just got so flustered. He's like, man, I'm pissed.
Rather than learning, they'd rather get mad.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Again, they're basically my people. I need to find a way to live with them.
That's like all rednecks, right? All rednecks have that frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true.
They're scared by science, yes.
Yeah, easily startled.
Wobble, I mean, I played Far Cry. Yeah, I've played Far Cry. They're pretty much afraid of science.
It might be the guns.
Yeah. No, it's the science behind the guns.
You can give them a gun, but don't ever tell them how it works.
Just tell them how to shoot it. But man, if you start explaining what goes on inside that gun, you're going to regret it.
It's the work of the devil, boy.
No, now don't tell me how it works. Just tell me how to shoot it.
Somebody teleported you to like the medieval ages. Would you reveal all your knowledge to them, or would you be scared that they would just burn you at the stake?
Oh, they burn you without even probably thinking both. About it.
That makes me think of what's that movie, Army of Darkness?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You seen that with the it's like the Evil stick. Dead spinoff? Yeah, yeah, that's what I think of. But to answer your question, I don't know. I'd probably keep it to myself and try to find a way to return.
I have fuck all I could fail. Tell them. Like I'd go back in time and I'd have these tall tales and I'd be looked at as like the town loon.
Yeah, right. they'd literally instantly just burn you at the fucking stake.
Well, they wouldn't see burn people like, for less, so.
They literally burn people because other people said, burn this person back then.
Yeah, like, we're bored, what should we do?
Yeah.
All right, let's go burn him.
Well, I feel like I could make a lucrative living by simply just only telling my secrets to the king and giving him a strategic advantage in battle.
Would you like teach him about soy milk and shit?
I hope you can learn to speak Old English pretty quickly, though.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I guess I just bow down and beg and cry.
So it would be the worst time travel vacation ever. Christ.
Well, I didn't say it was a vacation.
It's like Back to the Future, but just really sad and morbid.
Yeah, I also thought about that question, though. If I went back in time, would I be able to do anything at all to prove I'm from the future, do anything beneficial? And the answer is absolutely fucking not.
You could even make it even broader. Would you be able to even live a life? The answer is no. You would have no identity, no family, you wouldn't speak the language, you would have absolutely nothing.
Well, even a perfect time travel scenario where it implanted me with old English talent and stuff and gave me like a foster family, I still wouldn't be able to.
See, the future would be
question.
Good.
Yeah, you just got to relearn everything you know, basically.
Yeah. Future would be good.
Future people would take care of you. This is the question of would you rather be the smartest person on a planet of idiots or an idiot on a planet of smart people? And I'd rather be the idiot on a planet of smart people because at least they're going to take care of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, unless, you'd be like the dog. They'd all just take care of you.
Unless it's a planet of smart people because they euthanize dumb people.
Right. It's all about how they got there.
That's fucking scary.
Well, this is a... sorry to interrupt. I remember a really good question someone asked me when I was streaming the other day. It was, would you rather be able to run super fast, but you have to have your eyes closed? Or go invisible, but you have to be screaming the whole time you're invisible?
Oh, boy.
It's hard. It's real hard.
I think I'd take the running. I want the running.
I'd take the invisibility.
Yeah, I'd take the invisibility. I thought
the invisibility one was, I was like crying laughing because I'm just imagining you're like Harry Potter with the invisibility cloak, but you just hear someone screaming the entire time.
That
like,
could still be fun to fuck around with people. Though.
Yeah, I know.
But how do you utilize it? It gives you away instantly.
No, because most security cameras don't have mics.
It doesn't, because really they could hear it, but they could kind of pinpoint it, but like they still can't see it until you like have to go in for a breath, and then for a split second they see you, and then
that's the other thing. You have to breathe, and you would kill your lungs. It's not a never ending thing. Whereas keeping your eyes closed is a good question.
I think about this a lot.
If anything, it's even better. It's like a police jammer. It's like a confusing sound that everyone's just either going to run away from or be flabbergasted by.
It's even like, better. Imagine the eyewitness accounts of the robberies. Like, they think a screaming ghost took all their jewelry. Imagine that shit. That would be fantastic.
Yeah. That'd be the scariest fucking thing in the world. Yeah, the house is haunted, and it's not like the movies or any of that subtle shit. It just screams all day.
That's something I would do to my like worst enemy. Go invisible, lean real close into his ear, and then just scream as loudly as I can out of nowhere.
Just blow their eardrum. It'd be awful.
Well, how would you sneak up on him? Yeah. You can't go invisible and not see you the whole way.
Yeah, see, that's the... Yeah.
No, I mean in general, if I was just invisible.
Mm.
I mean, of all the other fucked up things we all would do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we discussed flight or invisibility a long time ago, I think, on the show.
Yeah, and it was
flight.
We had a big dispute. You don't remember?
It's always flight or invisibility as the big like superpower debate.
Which one did most of you land on?
Andrew wanted to fly, and I told him it's stupid because the government is just going to legislate that.
Legislate that?
Yeah, he's not going to be allowed.
Do you have your flying license
anywhere?
Wait. Did you say invisibility or invincibility? Like
invis.
You can't. Oh, invis. Okay, so like you disappear. All right. Yeah. Just wanted to make sure. Still a good question, but
I think flying would definitely be significantly worse than invisibility. Yeah. Even if government legislation didn't inhibit my ability to do it, I still think invisibility is a lot better.
I 100% concede in terms of usability and. What's the practicality?
Functionality.
Yeah, functionality. Invisibility is 1,000 times better, but I just want to fly. I don't give a fuck.
See, that's where my brain's kind of at too. When I was thinking about it, it's like invisibility kind of makes more sense, but I still have a passion to want to fly. But then again, you have to look out for like birds and airplanes and.
And here's the other thing with invisibility, it's like it changes your entire life because it's like, okay, now I'm a bank robber. Okay, now I'm going to use this power for all this sneaky stuff. But with flying, it's just a little cherry on top of all the things you can do.
You can become a fighter.
Invisibility makes you a god.
Wait, is the invisibility, are you always invisible?
You can choose.
Yeah, if you turn it on.
You're not constantly flying if there's flying.
Yeah,
yeah, no, that's
that'd
a good
be
point.
So cool, though. You'd always be comfortable.
Yeah, I didn't think of the flip side of if you always had to just fly. I can't stop. Make it stop.
You're just hovering like a centimeter off the ground, basically.
It's like, dude, you never come over for dinner anymore. It's because I can't.
You're not going to have fun, kitchen. Andrew. Some cop is going to pull you aside, like, do you have your flying license, sir?
I don't think that's going to happen. I think some cop's going to go, Jesus, fuck, he's flying. Wow.
And then they're going to get bored of you.
Yeah, after the third
and then
time
they're
going to
ignore me.
Fucking douchebags in the air.
They're not going to ignore you. Yeah, I bet we live in a world where people go to jail for tweets, but yeah, they're going to ignore the flying man.
Oh, it's just a flying guy. Fuck it.
I mean, I don't give a fuck. They can try to regulate it all they want. I don't care.
Well, then they're going to shoot at you.
They're going to shoot me. He's 2 inches off the ground. Take him down.
There's like a tank and all these like army men trying to shoot you out of the sky. You're like, stop flying. I want to stop.
If anything, as soon as they find out you got invisible, they would crack down on that far fucking harder.
And never find you.
And at the instant you slip up once, you're in jail forever.
Well, it's the same with flying. You have to land at some point, and then you're visible.
The instant you slip up, they're going to say, oh, yeah, you're right. You saw a ghost, ma'am. Mm-hmm. When you get sighted,
people
are going to
shoot at
you.
I would be public about it. No, I'm going to be public about it. I'll be like, I can fly.
What a cool guy. Ladies, please form a line.
I just want to fly. You can bring up every argument you want. I don't care.
Yeah, but you can get close to flying.
Just want to fly.
You can like paraglide and shit. I can't get close to being invisible.
Yeah, you can. You can put a blanket over your head. Then no one can see you.
Doesn't help me sneak into the locker room.
You can do some extreme ghost shit on Halloween if you're invisible. You can put the sheet over your head and then just disappear.
Well, no, you prank them. You go, you put a sheet over your head and go, boo, I'm a ghost. And they're like, ha ha, funny. And then when they pull the sheet off, you're invisible.
Right.
So you scare the fuck out of them.
Classic horror movie trope.
Yeah. Pretty sure I saw
100%
that.
On Kaya's side, though. Invisibility would be absolutely the best one.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite video game ever made, Jakey?
Yeah, we haven't talked about video games in 5 minutes.
It's probably either the first Dark Souls, Bloodborne. Well, I kind of lump them together just because they're both like Souls games. They're just my favorites of those. I like those a whole lot.
What do you think Kaya's favorite video game is?
Bushido Blade? I don't know.
I think you know what that is.
It's a fighting game for the PS1. It's actually pretty
sweet.
Oh,
is that the one where you die in one hit?
Yeah, it's with the swords. It's actually really cool.
I've always wanted to play that because every fight I've seen like footage of it. Like, mm-hmm. You would just dismember each other, and then when someone knew they were fucked, every fight was just you'd run away from each other around the stage.
Yeah, and in the second one, there's a character that can throw one of his swords, so, like, when I played it with my brother, right when the match would start, we both just try throwing our swords at each other. It's really fun. Yeah, I said that as a joke, but those games are actually pretty sick.
Mm-hmm. I've played the first one.
But, yeah, as far as favorite, I don't know, I anytime I get asked this, I'll say something, but then 5 minutes later, I'll remember another game. Like, even right now, I'm thinking of like Max Payne or like Left 4 Dead or
both good choices.
Vice City or just, I don't know, games that have I can go back and play and still like love just as much. Like, honestly, an easy pick is probably like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. Like, I feel like that's a pretty
not free where they
perfect the combo it's system? I was going to say, it's a tie between those two, because I like the levels of two, but I like the gameplay of three, so it's a toss-up.
Well, let me ask you a follow-up question, Jake, completely related. What is your favorite wellness brand for men?
Jake, do you like having hair?
Just in general, do I like having hair?
Yes.
Please answer honestly.
I do like having hair. In
well,
some
my friend
parts,
Jackson here, he has a bomb deal for you if you ever, you know, if you want to keep that hair.
Jackson, can you tell me about this hair deal?
Well, you're a lucky man, JP. You're a lucky man, because I'm here to tell you about him.
We're selling wholesale hair by the bucks.
We have some two bags of hair.
Human actual hair. No lice. No gorilla stuff.
None of that spooky shit. We got real human hair.
And so what comes with that hair, Jackson?
Hims's superpower is actually letting you retain your hair. They charged for it. But you can get a sweet deal by going to hims.com/official. You get the trial month of Hims. It's basically, we've gone over it already, but they're basically just a men's wellness brand that they send you a box of stuff that keeps your hair on your head. And that's a real good thing, because 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. So if you don't want to be one of those men, then I would suggest using Hims, because you can keep that head of hair and keep the attraction of whoever you want to attract and all that stuff, because no one likes a bald man.
Nobody.
No offense to all
that
bald listeners out
there. I was going to say, that's pretty
harsh. Fuck you, Bruce Willis. Charlie, are you ready to play the Hims quiz?
I'm always ready for the Hims quiz, Andrew. You know that.
Here is
the
Hims
quiz.
Oh, Jackson, keep it going. Let's get that theme song. Get it in there.
It's the Hims quiz. You just say it over and over again. Three times.
Three times. All right. So, Charlie, 4hims.com is your one-stop shop for what three products for men?
Hair loss.
Oh, you got one.
Skin care.
Oh, he's got two.
Yeah.
Can he get the triple? Can
take
he
it
get
all the way?
The triple.
It's for
the
sexual steal. Wellness.
Oh,
yes!
He did it.
You want some more? Let's get some booyahs going in the chat.
Get some booyahs. Throw up those dongers.
Let's get some dongers going.
Can I get a clappa in chat? Listen, thanks to science, baldness can be optional, because Hims will connect you with real doctors and medical grade solutions to treat hair loss. If you order now, my listeners, not Jake's, but mine, all four of us, get a free trial of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. You can see the website for full details. This would normally cost you hundreds of dollars if you went to a doctor or pharmacy or asked Jake politely. But we have
my DMs
a much...
are open. You can ask me. It's fun.
But unlike money gouging Jake, unlike grubby, greedy Jake,
scraw.
We have the bargains. We have the deals. If you go to 4hims.com, that's F-O-R, not F-O-U-R or the number 4. That'd be silly. forhims.com/official, F-O-R-H-I-M-S, I am a spelling bee champion.com/official. That's forhims.com/ what, Jake?
Official.
Oh, he That's fucking got right. it this time.
Have you guys, anyway, new topic, have you guys noticed that how all the cool characters have hair? Like, if you look at Dragon Ball, it's like Krillin, and then it's Goku.
He's right, you know.
He's completely correct.
No one likes Krillin. Well, he's a weeb.
Do you guys think there was ever anybody, like, watched Breaking Bad and then shaved his head just to be cool?
I'm sure a lot of crazy people watch Breaking Bad.
There's gotta be. Not crazy people, no. Just regular, oh, I want to be cool college kids or something. Because I remember when House came out, you would sometimes catch people like faking a limp or something because they wanted to be cool and interesting. It was horrible.
Was that you, Kaya?
I have a crippling muscle disorder. Hey, man, look how cool
I never
I
thought being a cripple was cool.
Dude, what happened to your hip? Shut up. I'm trying to be cool. I'm trying to impress someone.
Why'd they take the worst part of House?
Well, that's really? The thing, though.
Yeah, they didn't take, like, his wit or, like, his humor or, like, his super smart brain. They're like, oh, fuck yeah, that
it's
limp
the tortured
is sick.
Artist thing, like, yeah, I'm in pain, but I'm a genius, too. No, fuck off.
You're 14
but no, in reality, it's like, I've got a limp, but I also work at McDonald's.
You don't even.
Tortured artist.
You only make yourself more pathetic by that point.
I used to think shit like that was cool, though. Like, if I saw someone walking around with a limp, I'm like, damn, that's a badass guy right there.
Yeah, because really? Usually it would imply that, like, they went through something to get the get the limp. But if it's just some kid pretending to limp.
Got this wound in Nam.
I went to Nam. Also, I fell down my stairs yesterday. That's what this limp is actually from. But also, I did go to Nam. Just so you know,
I went to Nam, but I'm also coincidentally a big fan of House.
That brings me to a question, though. What obviously uncool thing did you guys used to think was cool, unironically?
Huh. Oh man, when I was in middle school, I listened to a lot of like emo screamo bands, and while some of them were probably cool, some of them were probably not cool. And just all the fashion and everything that comes with that is like...
Did you listen to it because you liked the music or because...
Yeah, I listened to it because I liked it. But then also I felt like I wanted to be cool. So I went down some paths that like I didn't really like, but I knew like other people liked those bands. So I was like, oh, hell yeah. But I don't know. Maybe that's not a very good answer, but it was embarrassing for me to think about. So,
but that's what every kid does. We all listen.
That's true.
To
that's like that's just middle school. Okay, everyone, that's not a very good answer.
Everyone has that young music taste where you just grow out of it. Except Charlie, right. He still listens to Linkin Park every single day.
I was hoping Andrew wouldn't. Bring
I still
that
like
up.
Linkin Park actually.
Oh, it's more than Linkin Park. Like those old middle school bands, I can rattle them off for you because they're still on my
iPod.
Oh
no, man! Out. Like the other day. Fun. Yeah, yeah, with Spotify, it's so easy to just find playlists of all of these bands. Like, I found one that was called, like, 2000s and Chill or something.
Oh, no. So you're intentionally nostalgia hunting. This man, Charlie, will hop in his car, and he'll just have this iPod, which he has not updated since literally, I think, 2006?
I constantly update it. I just haven't taken anything off.
Yeah, so we'll be listening to, like, his current favorites, and then just these... boner killing middle school jams featuring men.
Well,
I mean,
can you be like more specific?
I couldn't fucking tell you.
I do genuinely like, yeah, there is some nostalgia hunting for sure, but I genuinely still do like some of those old bands like Under Oath or like Linkin Park or whatever. Like, there's a part of me that actually is like, this is good music, but
think
some
even,
of it, no,
it even more some girly than good. That.
Yeah, well, like, the one that Andrew always singles out that'll pop on my iPod every now and then is Chiodos, if you ever listen to them.
Yeah, I loved Chiodos.
There you go.
Oh, my God, no.
You're wrong then, Andrew. I win.
Oh, come on.
They're great.
How do you like Chiodos?
And the band that singer did with Anthony Green, The Sound of Animals Fighting, I was a big fan of that band, too. I went deep into it, man. Like, we could talk about this if you want.
I feel like a lot of it is almost on a biological level, maybe when we're young, something that we listen to almost engraves itself into your gray matter. So years later, you still remember it fondly, even if it was objectively horrible.
Yeah. Well, it's just nostalgia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I can When I listened to that music, I was also getting really into the drums because that used to be like my whole life mostly growing up. And when I go back and listen to a lot of that stuff, I do still appreciate like the drums and like melodies and stuff. Like a lot of the lyrics or whatever I kind of cringe at, but I think there's some substance in a band like Chiodos, for example. Like I don't like all of it, but I can go back and listen to some of it and be like, you know what? Maybe I wasn't stupid. Some of this I think it's kind of good.
I liked music. Maybe I wasn't stupid.
So this is old middle school music. What about you, boys? My answer is trench coats. I used to think those were the coolest shit in the world.
Charlie, I want to take yours and broaden it. I still, to this day, unironically love edgy shit.
Like what?
Like Matrix style, like fashions for tough people.
Oh,
like
okay.
All black sunglasses, like bullshit, just trench coats.
Oh, I get where you guys were going with this like question that. Now. Yeah, my answer sucked.
Oh, man. Well, I just love that shit. Like fingerless gloves and masks and all this shit. I still think that shit is cool. And I know it's awful, but I love it.
I like that. That makes me happy.
Yeah. I used to think like card magic and stuff like that was cool. No, but I know it's lame, Charlie. It's lame.
No, but there's something that goes back to Kaya's point. Maybe there's something deep in our DNA that we're all born loving card magic. That's it. I'm dusting off the old deck.
Not at all what I said.
The card magic gene.
The card magic guy's about to rear his ugly head again.
No matter what it is. Maybe if you do it young enough, when you're older, you're going to remember it fondly.
Well, everyone grew up with Criss Angel now. Everyone loves card magic. Comment That's below true. If you want me to do more card magic.
Charlie, do you know how everyone loves card magic? For 20 minutes, they think you're neat, and then they never want you to do it again.
Yeah.
Wait, are these jokes coming from, like, Charlie, do you actually do some card magic? Like,
well, it's interesting you asked that, Jakey. Well, I used to. Big time.
Jakey, you know that cool guy who at the parties he hangs out in the corner not talking to anybody and just waiting for somebody to pick a card? That was Charlie.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there holding out your cards like, pick a card.
Oh, you don't get this rabbit hole. This is a man I'd go over to his house and he spent upwards of 30 minutes just throwing cards at me one time just to prove that he was good at it. And then eventually he embedded one into his TV.
So needless to say, we all do agree card magic is still cool. What's your answer, Kaya?
I guess the whole 2008, I know real late actually, but the whole atheist thing where you would think you're so much better and smarter than everybody else, you know.
Oh yeah,
it's the worst answer. How can you believe in somebody who walked on water? You're right, everybody. Do you think the earth is flat too? That kind of a, you know, Rick and Morty, my shit doesn't stink kind of.
The smugness.
Yeah.
I remember kids like that in like, in 2008. Oh, yeah. That would have been
the
like
whole movement
eighth,
died
grade.
With Christopher Hitchens, thank fucking Christ, but you know.
Kaya, I think you and I are very similar. Do you sometimes look into just those things where you get a smug sense of superiority and proving against stupid people and like just shutting down their beliefs and shit?
Yeah,
like
I don't know
how to describe it. Like occasionally I'll go on Reddit for related subreddits, like and just look up shit that I hate and be like, wow, look how stupid they are. I would love to watch someone just prove them wrong.
I just get angry.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, do you just intentionally make yourself angry and then just get happy when you know that people are fighting against
you? It's a totally different point than what you were saying.
I didn't know how to originally say it.
Yeah, you're just looking for
I just want to start fights.
If you're asking me if I like to get myself intentionally riled up, yeah, that can be fun. That's a point different from the wobble-ubba-dub-dub squanch atheism.
Yeah, no, I meant the former. You just like look at shit that you know will upset you just to like get amped up on it.
Oh, yeah, every day. That's like part of my belief
that's
system
how I feel
at
like,
this point is that that's the way you
like
keep up with news.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of a byproduct of just being on like Facebook or anything is that you inevitably just get kind of like triggered by stuff of like, oh man, that person is real dumb.
It's healthy for you. If you notice that you never are looking at things that upset you or that you disagree with, you're probably in a shitty position where you really never ever hear anything you disagree with. That's not healthy.
Yeah,
I love looking up shit that I disagree with and get angry and whatever.
Yeah, if you're constantly just circle jerking other people with the same opinions, you're not.
You ever been in a circle jerk, Jake?
What's up?
You ever been in a circle jerk? Where does the name Nakey Jakey come from? Did you earn it? Like, did you streak one day?
Or I was the first one in the circle jerk to fully derobe myself, and Nakey just kind of was born out the womb then and there. No, Nakey just kind of, I don't know. I always said the word Nakey, thought it was funny, and then when I was trying to pick a name for my channel, when I figured, hey, I'd make a video or two, it was like, yeah, that rolls off the tongue. Let's go with that. And then for a bit, my channel was actually called 40 Ounce Gaming. Not a lot of people know that, but the logo is just a 40.
I think you made the right call.
Yeah.
Yeah. I switched back, but I kind of think of it fondly. Sounds like I still a have
gamer
the,
fuel. 40-ounce jug. Don't get up. Just play Overwatch for 40 hours.
Yeah. That was when I drank a lot of 40s, but we went back to Nakey Jakey, and I haven't really looked back since, so.
That reminds me, I can't say I used to. One time there was a homeless man in Ybor who was giving away mixtapes, and the rapper that he gave me for $1, his name was Oz 2 Grams the 40 Ounce God or something like that. That's what you just reminded me of. It was one of the worst mixtapes I'd ever heard.
Well, I mean, that was going to be my follow-up question, is if you actually listened to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Charlie, what was the one that we found, I think, at a bar, and we put it in? You remember that one?
No, that was another homeless guy who was giving away CDs. That one was easy. His name was Mad Dog.
Yeah, Mad Dog. I remember that. That one was, that one was rough.
Mattis already took that. Well, you had the defense secretary drop his mixtape in your bar?
Probably. It was just some guy. Like, there's a lot of homeless people in the area I used to live in Tampa. And they used to give away, like, mixtapes. I guess they had deals with people that lived nearby to just sell mixtapes for $1 or something. And I'd always buy one. They were always trash, but I'd always buy one.
Great. Yeah, because in the event that you got one that was actually good, that would be... that'd be pretty cool.
There was never any
official brand.
Yeah, we could sign Oz 2 Gram the 40 Ounce God.
That is kind of a fun name. I was thinking about that. I was trying to think of how you'd spell that out, though.
Yeah,
you can joke about it, but imagine being the guy who discovered Justin Bieber, right?
Justin Bieber has actual singing talent. This was like,
yeah, like he went viral on YouTube. That was,
yeah.
It wasn't really like he was a homeless man and someone heard him sing. It was like he was already viral. And then
these CDs were literally like they opened GarageBand and just hit like play demo. Mm. And as that was playing in the background, they were just reading their shopping list.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good stuff, really. Easy listening.
It was easy listening new age music. It's like you put in one of these guys' mixtapes and it's just Enya. Like he just burned Enya. Ooh. This is sweet.
That'd be cool. Beautiful. Getting an Enya CD for $1, that'd be a great deal.
Yeah, I really like Enya. Like, jokes aside, I'm a big fan.
If you're watching this, Enya, you're welcome to come on the podcast.
Please.
Yes, the Miss Enya herself.
Nobody will know you in our audience, but hey, expand.
Yeah.
Speaking she had that song in Lord of the Rings. There might be some crossover there. Do you think your fans like Lord of the Rings?
What was the song? May it be not even not.
I don't know why I went down to do Enya because her voice is higher than mine. Yeah, she did that May It Be song. It's from the Fellowship. I'm pretty sure it was in the Fellowship. And someone dies. I don't know.
Oh, you that might be when Boromir dies. Boromir dies, yeah. A.K.A. The man who dies in every movie.
Sean Bean, baby.
Yep, Sean Bean. Sean, did you know, I'm already dead.
I recently watched National Treasure. not really for any reason, but he's the bad guy in that. I totally forgot.
I could never forget.
Well,
yeah,
no shit, he does.
Yeah.
He does not die.
He does.
No, he doesn't, but he gets arrested.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. No, I was thinking of the other bad guy who falls down the pit when they're going down like the wooden stairs at the end.
Yeah, he's nameless.
Yeah. Might he had a wife and kids, though, probably, so.
That's true.
That's something I always think about when I watch movies like that or when I play games like Uncharted is like, wow, all of these bad guys probably have families and I killed like 300 of them throughout the course of this game.
They deserved it. They're on the wrong side of history.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, they probably had life insurance, too, for their kids or whatever. I wouldn't feel too bad.
They stood up to you. They deserve to die.
They were between me and my cutscenes, and that was not going to fly.
Was there a specific death in like a movie or a game that you didn't think would affect you, but it did? Or stuck with you? Because I got one that I think is really just kind of out there.
Yeah, I would say in The Last of Us, the first time I played it, which spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't played it, Sam and his brother, the black guy and his little brother, whenever they both die, when the kid is infected, and then not even so much when he's infected, because that's kind of obvious, they tease that, but how his older brother just immediately like kills himself, that just that whole scene and how it played out, I would say every time I replay the game, it always kind of catches me off guard.
Yeah, that was pretty rough.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, boys?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I don't really remember. I guess those like 5 minutes in Harry Potter where they revealed that Snape was a good guy and then he immediately dies and you're like, what the fuck? Yeah,
that's a good answer.
Oh, that is also a good one.
I didn't realize we were talking about movies as well. One of movies that have ever made me actually like sad is when in Shawshank Redemption, the old inmate Brooks commits suicide after leaving prison.
That's a good answer too.
Because he had become so acclimated to prison life.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
He was the one who hung himself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that one really made you be like,
he's like the sweetest man in the prison, and he fosters little like crows and stuff like that, and he's just a nice man, and then he just can't acclimate himself to the real world. Everyone's so mean to him on the outside.
Right.
It was rough. That made me sad.
Yeah, because that's something you never really think about. It's like, oh, they're in prison. They just can't wait to get out. But then it showed like he got out and it was like, fuck, now what?
Well, if he had been there for like 50 or so years, like everything was new to him outside, basically. He'd never seen a car before, public transport, even like a menial job at like the grocery store was just too much for him. Mm-hmm. It was sad. I just couldn't imagine that. It was like having Alzheimer's without actually having Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
My answer fucking sucks, but it's the only one I can think of. It was when I was younger, when Jiraiya Sensei died in Naruto. I was actually really distraught, and I was talking to my friend about it, and he's like, you know, you really shouldn't be that upset. It's just a cartoon. A, it's anime. And B, you know, my rationale at the time was, you know, with a movie, you can see the actor again, but with a cartoon, you're never seeing that cartoon character again. They're dead. They're literally
like
dead.
Like, Sean Bean died in this movie, but you're going to see Sean Bean in another movie.
That's an adorable logic. That's really cute.
But what about, like, if they draw a flashback scene or anything like that, or it's anime, they could just bring the character back from death for fucking no reason.
But they didn't. He was dead. He's still dead to this day, Jackson.
Yeah, people don't come back in anime, Jackson.
Bring back Hajime or whatever his name was.
Jiraiya.
Jiraiya. All right.
I got a... So, Charlie, I might be on par with how menial and stupid yours is. I don't know why, but when I was a kid and when it happened, because it was when the movie came out, Qui-Gon Jinn dying in Star Wars Episode 1. I'm dead serious.
That's a great answer. I remember that.
So there's plenty of movies I like connect with in death scenes, whatever, but for some reason, out of all of them, Qui-Gon fucking Jinn getting killed by Darth Maul when I was a kid was devastating to me. I was so mad at Darth Maul when that happened. I, for some reason, could not see it coming. It blew my mind.
Poor Qui-Gon.
And they say the prequels are bad.
Oh,
they're horrendous, but I just, that one scene, I was like, oh no, I'm invested suddenly.
I mean, that scene was probably the best in the whole prequel.
Probably,
yeah. The music was so good.
Yeah.
I thought of another one. What, if when everyone else is done. Wait, did everyone else say? Did you say? You said yours?
Harry Potter.
Way to pay attention, Jake.
Yeah. Jeez, no, I just didn't want to interrupt anyone. But did you guys watch Dexter, like the show?
I watched five seasons.
Not Dexter's Lab, but Dexter Serial Killer. the end again.
Wait,
spoilers.
The difference?
Yeah. The end of season 4 when Rita, his girlfriend, dies, and it's just the season just ends like that, like. When you find out that I guess if you guys haven't seen it, I don't know, anyone doing the booyahs in the chat knows that, like, when the Trinity Killer kills Rita, and it's just like, whoa, holy shit, and then the season just ends. I remember that fucked me up a little bit, but yeah. Anyways,
Dexter really, it really went downhill, but that was a good moment for the series.
Yeah, and that was basically, I liked it a lot, and then I tried watching the season after that, and I don't even think I made it through it. And then, like, a couple months ago, I think, I went back, and I was just like, ah, I want to see how it ended. And I went on Netflix and just watched the very last episode, and I was like, what the fuck happened? Like, it's like shitty CGI, and he's, like, out on a boat, and, like, his sister is in love with him now, and he becomes, like, a lumberjack, and, like...
Yeah, doesn't he kill his sister?
Yeah, no, there is a lot. There's a lot.
Does he kill
it's, like, his stepsister, but...
Do you guys ever think, like, just, like, House with the limp, maybe somebody somewhere got inspired to kill anybody because of shows like that?
Well, that's the whole video games cause violence argument.
Yeah, not cunty like that, just, like, actually some lunatic, like, maybe one guy. I'm not saying that. Oh, their argument is, oh, this show is gonna turn legions of young children into serial killers. We're gonna have armies of Jeffrey Dahmer walking. No, just... one guy somewhere in Alaska who watched Dexter or Hannibal and was like, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, I'm sure if they were that mentally ill to do it, they would have done it anyway without any
I'm sure some people thought about it. I don't know how many would do it, but I'm sure a lot of people thought there was about it. Same with, like, Breaking Bad and selling meth.
Yeah, no, there was actually a study I read. I don't remember how long ago now.
We all think about it.
No, but there was a study I read. Apparently books are the ones that inspire most killers. Not any other forms of media. Books specifically are the ones that spawn the most killers.
True intellectuals become killers.
No, he's got a point. I mean, I read Ready Player One and nothing else made me really want to just take someone else's life.
Jesus. Just the books don't make people want to kill people because they're about killing people. It's just that people get mad at books. Like, God damn it, the book ended. I'm going to kill someone.
To be fair, it was a shit book. Ready Player One is an awful book.
Literally everything about Ready Player One is bad. The movie.
I never read it. Saying that because you don't clan up, bro.
I don't clan up. That's right. I work solo. I like to instead hop into the server as a non-player character and just sit in a museum for 5 years dedicated to my best friend.
Did you guys see the movie?
Yeah, it's terrible.
I haven't read the book or seen the movie.
I didn't read the book, but I saw the movie. Man,
Jake,
oh man.
All you need to know about the movie is that in the year 2045, Overwatch is still one of the most popular games ever made, according to Ready Player One.
Because that adds up.
It's in the movie.
It's an embarrassing movie from start to finish.
Yeah, Trace is in it.
4 fucking times, I think, more than any other cameo.
Yep. I remember seeing the trailer, and she's even in that.
Damn.
If it ain't the 80s, we don't want it.
That was what was his name? The main dude, Charlie?
I don't know.
Like, the fucking guy who looks like Kyle Mooney from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I love Kyle. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, but like literally his philosophy was like, if it's not from the 80s, I don't care.
It's
fuck
like, cool,
it.
Man.
Get it out of here.
The whole
thing is
interesting.
If it's
just
from the 80s, I don't care. Like, do you guys ever think, because you know how we have some shows that almost fetishize the 80s? Like, you have Stranger Things, and it shows that time of like, oh, you know, it used to be so cool. We had VHS tapes and that sort of stuff. Do you guys think ever people from the 80s actually think, wow, this is dumb, it wasn't that good? And they're going to do the same thing to our times, like the 2010s. Like, in 2040, they're going to fetishize our times. And we're going to be old fucks sitting there like, dude, our generation was retarded. What? There's nothing to be had fun here.
I think anyone with common sense is going to realize that it was fucking garbage.
Yeah. I actually think about that quite a bit of like, do I look on this fondly just because I grew up and I'm nostalgic? Or is it actually like cool and a good time to be alive? And most of the time the answer is the former. Like, no, it is not as cool as you remember it.
The 90s definitely weren't as cool as people make them out to be. Fuck, man. Like, watching porn was nearly impossible.
Yeah.
VHS tapes fucking suck. It's just the whole thing wasn't that great. The shows were good, but...
Everything in the past was fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Things have only ever gotten better, period.
Yeah, people, like, using it as an aesthetic now are being like, video games were so much better, and it's like, really? How often do you go back and play Jet Force Gemini? Like, really?
Well, here's another
level with me here.
Here's another argument that I always make. You go back in time, you go, like, 20 years, you buy a fucking $400 NES, which back then, cost for inflation, I don't know, like $600, $700. So you get a Nintendo, which today I can emulate the entirety of for free on my computer that I bought
or
for
on
a
your
couple
phone.
$100 or on your fucking phone.
Your freaking handheld computer.
You'd pay $60, again, lump inflation in there, so like $100 today, to get Mario Brothers. And that was your whole game. Now you can download Fortnite for free. And it's
on your mobile phone.
Well, and on your phone with your friends across the world.
Like, exactly. Yeah. Things people I will
take
never
that for granted.
I will never, ever,
just
ever
like the
concede
the nostalgia
argument
thing
that
where it's
then.
Almost genetical, I think. People don't. It's not the time that's nice. You just remember being young.
Exactly.
You like
it's
being
all,
young.
It's all
you
about,
liked being a kid without responsibilities at like 2 p.m. in the afternoon. You're just watching cartoons and playing video games, and you like that. But if anybody put you, sat you in front of Dragon Ball Z today, you probably wouldn't like it, or Jet Force Gemini. You wouldn't.
I mean, it was also
like
your taste wasn't as developed. You like things a lot easier and had more frame of reference.
Yeah, like I'd play any game I could get my hands on just because I thought they were amazing. But now it's like I barely play anything.
I boot up nostalgic games all the time. Like I have emulators for PlayStation 1 and 64 and all that, and I'll just go, oh, I remember renting this and playing it for a week, and it was great. And I play it, and it's just the biggest fucking pieces of shit, even for back then.
Right.
And I remember loving them. I don't know. Oh, God knows how many wrestling games I bought that were just absolute fucking garbage.
There were a lot. There were a lot of them.
Oh, my God. And they were just the most clunky, unplayable, miserable pieces of shit. But back then, I was just like, oh, whoa, it's The Rock and Kane and The Rock Bottom. This is the best fucking thing I've ever played. Like, no. They were bad back then, and they're bad now.
Yeah, on the flip side, that's kind of what makes all the good old games that good that like you go back and play those and it's like, oh, that's shit. But I go back and I play Conker's Bad Fur Day and I'm still like, how did this game get made? This is amazing. Like or Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, you know, the ones that actually stand the test of time, they're that much better because you know, it's not just the nostalgia. It's like, no, this is good game design. Like, this is fun.
I agree. There's only a handful of those games though that I can think of.
Yeah,
same.
Usually it's the simpler ones that kind of establish a concept that stick around. Like, I mean,
like Mario Bros.
Yeah, like Mario 64 was just like a 3D platformer today, but back then it was the first one that really did it well, so it's one of the best of all time and really
right. The fact that
I
still have as much fun playing that as I do a modern platformer is kind of crazy.
Do you say modern platformer? Was that a joke?
Yeah.
What are you
talking
about?
I've never heard of that. What's a modern platformer?
It's Call of Duty branching out. I'm confused. Far Cry 5 has jumping elements. Do you mean that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, honestly, yeah, you could even compare it to that and be like, wow, Mario 64 still feels better than that. Even though it's not a game about that, but
yeah,
Mario 64 is definitely in my top five games ever, though. I don't know what order those games are in, but it's in there.
I played that pretty recently. That game's super fucking frustrating sometimes, man, but I love that shit.
Yeah, the camera is the one thing that can kind of show its age.
Yeah. A lot of people say that Mario 64 is aged perfectly except for the controls.
It's just the camera.
I kind of agree with. Well, I mean, the camera and some of the movements a little weird sometimes.
I think for the most part, though, like the moveset he has and how good it feels, it's like you could kind of see why in Odyssey they brought a lot of that back. That like, oh, you can long jump and you can dive and you could do the turnaround jump and all this stuff. That's like, oh yeah, they kind of got it right the first time with 64 in a lot of ways.
Odyssey is fucking amazing.
Well,
fantastic game.
So, Nakey, you know, the people who make Mario, they're our patrons, and they have some questions for you.
Shigeru Miyamoto himself.
Is your dad Nintendo? Is your dad?
You better watch your tone. Nobody works for Microsoft.
No, I wish he was a patron. I haven't seen him since I was one. But this is from Rygas, who asks, probably an hour too late, he's asking you, if you could change your cum into something tastier, what would you change it to?
Oh, did you say my cum?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Probably like a just coffee flavor. It's like, well, there's cum in, or there's coffee in my coffee. I would probably change it to something I love the flavor of so I could just jerk off in my mouth all the time. Probably like
I was actually gonna ask that. Just because it's tasty, would you eat it?
I would try it, yeah. I would do like pink flavored Starburst. I like that a lot.
But in liquid form, would you still like it?
It'd be hot.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a good point. It'd be,
you know,
hot,
coffee's
wet.
Looking like the better choice more and more.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know, maybe you could do like a...
Go with chocolate. Women love
I was
chocolate.
Gonna say, that's what I was going to say, like a chocolate or an Oreo shake.
Well, now wait,
but
wait
that's
a minute.
Still
wait,
warm, though. You got caramel.
Yeah,
caramel.
Now wait a minute. Are we living in the fantasy world where there's no issues with this? Because like getting chocolate all in your urethra doesn't sound
right.
Very
or the consistency. Like if it's it. Like a if it's like a thick like Dairy Queen Blizzard,
no,
come out your.
No, it's still it's got every property of cum at the moment. It just tastes
okay,
different.
So it's just the flavor. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with my original answer. I would probably say like a. I really love Starburst and I really love Laffy Taffy. Those are like my favorite candies, so probably Laffy Taffy. But I want to hear your guys' answers too.
I would that you immediately pick the flavors you like as opposed to what you think women
yeah,
would like.
Whoever else might be tasting it can deal, but I'm thinking of me first and foremost.
I'm the target audience for my own cum.
I am, yeah. I mean, I can't say I've tried mine as of now, but I've thought about it. And if I had a little incentive, like a flavor, I'd probably go for it.
Well, how do you know it doesn't taste like taffy?
Yeah, maybe you should try it.
Out. I'll text you guys later tonight.
Perfect. That's what I want to wake up to.
All you, the text is just like, it's good, in all caps.
I don't know what flavor I'd want mine.
Yeah, I'd go something. I'd want to keep it like relative to what the actual texture of cum is. So I'd go something gooey. I think like caramel or something like
that's
that.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking more like a donut cream, like a warm
ooh,
donut.
Ooh, that's a good answer. Like a yeah, like the Bavarian cream.
I'd go with I'd go with something refreshing. As like a little treat for their hard work, I'd do
like
a nice
Capri
lemonade.
Sun.
Yeah, like a nice juice or a lemonade. Like, Sunny hey, D. Hey, you did it! Cool off, champ. Good workout.
Nice like Gatorade. It looked like and tasted like blue Gatorade.
Exactly. Yeah, something to make the effort worthwhile.
Good job.
What would your
gamer.
Flavor be, Kaya? What would your flavor be?
I told you chocolate. Women love chocolate.
You're sticking with chocolate, okay? Mm-hmm.
It'll make
wait, you
fat,
said
though.
You said you really love chocolate?
No, women generally. Every girl I've ever met.
Oh, okay.
Just
I thought
loves
you said
chocolate.
You love chocolate. So I was like, okay, you're on team skeet in your own mouth. I was about to get.
No, I hate
no one's on your side here. We're all considerate. We like the opposite sex.
I mean, most people like pink flavored Starburst, so I feel attacked a little bit, but it's whatever.
The next question from the patrons come from Sue. She says, are dinosaurs cool or nah?
This is a debate. Yes.
No. Yeah, dinosaurs are
Jakey.
Very cool.
What's your, yes. What's your favorite dinosaur?
End of Jurassic Park, T-Rex, to be specific. So like T-Rex, I know I'm boring, but to be more specific, that ending scene of the Jurassic Park where he comes in and he kills the little guys. Well, also just because like big part of why I like the T-Rex is because in that first Jurassic Park, it holds up so well in the scenes where it's the animatronic one, and that just like terrified me and blew my mind as a kid. So
then you don't really like dinos; you just like a movie about dinos.
Yeah, you like the media.
No. I was saying that's what got me to dip my toes, and then it was like, all right, let's read about some dinosaurs a little bit, and T-Rexes are really cool.
That's one dinosaur. I can hardly accept that. Jackson knows the phylum, the scientific name of each fucking species.
Oh, well, I thought you just asked if I think dinosaurs are cool.
Yeah, that's the question. You guys don't think dinosaurs is cool.
Yeah,
that's the question.
I feel like there's some
chickens.
They're not. Okay. There are so many different variants of dinosaurs.
I feel
none
like
of
just
them
asking
like chickens.
If they're cool is too subjective, but maybe that's the point. Yeah. That's why you guys get heated over it.
Would you wear a shirt that says dinos are cool?
Yeah, in a heartbeat, I would. I've worn worse
it was
shirts,
a good idea.
Man.
Ringing endorsement. Well, I have news for you. You can go to our merch store. Get that shirt.
It's a beautiful dinosaur shirt. I don't like dinosaurs, but damn, is that a good looker on the front of that shirt.
God, this annoys me. What? All right, next question. Squibble Able asks, what are your guilty pleasures? Things you are objectively trash but love anyways. You know, like Star Wars and dinosaurs.
Reality TV. I'm a huge fan of The Bachelor. I watched it with my sister. Yeah. Ooh. It's I know how bad it is, but like it's like my favorite pastime watching that with my sister, because it's just it's like an hour I can just turn my brain off and just get sucked into this stupid world of like where people fall in love on TV and it's not gonna last. Like it's all doomed, but I would say, yeah, that and just reality TV in general. It's like I know how shitty it is, and I give my other siblings shit for watching like different dramas or whatever, but then I'll watch like the most garbage reality TV. So yeah, that's that's a big one.
Yeah.
And just like really, really shitty pop music. Like especially when I'm drunk, like anything by like Fifth Harmony, I definitely resonate with when I'm drunk.
I resonate with anything when I'm drunk. Yeah. Any kind of music. I really don't care. I was going to say though, if you like, what do you call it? Reality TV shows. There's a reality TV show over here at the moment that's really big called Married at First Sight. It's where they get two random people and then basically marry them. And then they're married for like, and it like follows their honeymoon phase and all the like getting to know each other and like the 8 weeks after the marriage. And then they can decide if they want to stay together or divorce. It's like basically made a massive joke out of marriage.
No, see, I would watch the shit out of that. Like if I walked into a room and someone was watching it, I'd probably end up watching a lot of it. Yeah. And I'm not proud of it. That's why it's the guilty pledge, but I can't admit I love reality TV a lot.
I can't think of any guilty pleasures I have that I haven't talked about before. What about you boys?
Me neither.
Andrew?
All mine are out there.
Yeah, I
dinosaurs and Star Wars.
I don't think I have any guilty pleasures because I talk about all the stupid shit I like.
I don't feel guilty about them.
Yeah, exactly. I would say I like a lot of stuff, but yeah, the reality TV is the only one I thought of that I actually like. I analyze it and I see how bad it is and how there's so many better things I could be watching. So that's where the guilt comes from, I guess.
That's fair. Yeah, it's totally fair. Sure, yeah. It's pretty shitty.
Like we're in the golden age of TV, and I'm watching The Bachelor.
I wouldn't say that.
I would. Yeah. Not necessarily what's maybe coming out right now, but in like the past 10, 20 years and how available all of it is now.
Very broad. You just included the history of TV, basically.
No, it's not. The last 10, 20 years, that's like to the 90s.
Okay, I don't
want to
remember that I'm old. Shut up.
He's not wrong, though. He's really not wrong. In the last 10 years, there's been so many TV shows with massive budgets. Like
yeah, maybe not 20,
budgets.
But even 10, like... I would still call it golden age.
It doesn't mean that the shows are necessarily all good. That's not really what a golden age is. It just means that there's so many of them and they're getting massive budgets and getting watched a lot.
I would say it's because a lot of them are really good though, like Sopranos, Fargo, The Wire, Breaking Bad, like True Detective season 1. There's a lot of bangers.
I agree. Yeah.
Come on. I stand by what I said.
you've stood your ground. You won.
Yeah.
You did it.
But anyways, I'm watching The Bachelor when all of that is going on. that was the only point I was trying to make.
Yeah, that's the point, right? Yeah. You disgusting freak.
Loser, Jesus.
Before we get off that subject, did you ever watch, no one's ever even heard of this show, and when I bring it up, it's called Unanimous. It was an old reality TV show in like the early 2000s.
Mm-mm, never seen it.
No one has ever heard of that show. I think it only ran for like a couple episodes, but it was... like a show where they have 18 goobers stuck in a room. Sorry.
Say goobers?
Yeah, goobers. In like a big room or house or something. I think it was a house. And the game was you win $1 million and all you have to do is unanimously vote on who gets it.
I'd watch the shit out of that.
It was
What?
It was so much more boring than that cool premise lends itself, because it was just literally 18 goobers. That would just, I deserve it. Well, he deserves it. He deserves it, but I deserve it. And that's just
like
the
right.
whole episode.
In practice, it might not be that fun to watch.
No. Was there any conclusion ever? How would they even conclude?
I don't know. Like I said, no one's ever
They're still going to this day. They're still in that room.
Now, Charlie, if I could recommend a show that I actually think was awesome, it is the exact opposite concept. If you guys have heard of Solitary, the reality show.
You talked about this on an episode.
I have. Oh, yeah. It's the greatest reality show I've ever seen.
Well, just give a brief
synopsis. Just a quick recap. It's, I think, 12 people. They lock them in solitary confinement, not like an actual prison, but like they make a little chamber for them to live in. And they have to do certain challenges, and they're endurance tests, and they have to give up when they like can't do it anymore. And you never know like how the other people are doing. They never interact with them or see them. And the whole point is, if you're the first person to give up a challenge, you lose and get sent home. So like they have to like lay on beds of chains that like dig into their back, and they have to like run obstacle courses on their hands and knees. And it's like it's fucking insane. I loved it.
Yeah.
An amazing show.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
I highly recommend it. But no one I ever talked to has ever heard of it either.
I bet these ran at like the exact same fucking time.
Possibly. I mean, I only found out about mine because of the fucking Game Show Network, or like one of those satellite TV channels that no one ever watches. It would run at like 3 in the morning, and I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, so was mine.
Yeah.
So I looked it up because I was very curious. The winner was Tara, handbag designer.
Good shit.
But I don't know if that's right or not, because on the same chart they say they still have 3 people listed as active in the game.
Still deciding.
It only ran for 1 season, Charlie.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they apparently it was running so long that they started cutting the money down, so she didn't even get $1 million. She got 382K, which is still a good haul.
Wow.
Oof. No, it's not for how long she would have been in there.
It was only 8 days.
No, not worth it.
You wouldn't sit in a room with strangers, perfectly well fed, with other things to do for 8 days.
Wow.
Not worth my time.
Fair enough. All right, well,
we should start wrapping up. Jakey, you've been a marvelous guest, and for that, I reward you 1 shout out. Shout out your stuff.
Shout out my own stuff or anyone?
Yeah. No. Well, whatever you want, really.
shout out whatever you want.
Tell everyone where to go.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. You guys are hilarious. You can find my YouTube channel, Naked Jakey. You can find my music on Spotify or iTunes or whatever, just under Jakey. You could find me on Patreon as Naked Jakey if the other things you liked and you want to support me. And I actually started streaming more games on Twitch with my roommate Jake, and this username is kind of abysmal. It's really long, but it's Nakey Jakey Streamer Boy, and that's about it for me.
Please, everyone, go check him out. Go watch his stuff if you haven't already. I'm assuming a lot of you have, but go.
Yeah,
go watch.
I don't know why they'd listen to all of this if they hadn't, but I appreciate it. If you went into this blind, good for you.
Well, and also, Kai wasn't kidding. There is a dinosaur shirt if you want it.
Oh, okay. I did think it was a joke. Where can I find that?
In the links in the description below, Jakey.
Oh, of course. I don't actually.
It's like teespring.com/store/the-official-podcast.
It rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a very clean name. Yeah. Along with the booyahs in the chat, can we get some links to the dino shirt? In the
chat? All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this week's episode of the official podcast. There's a bunch of links down below. Go check them out. We thank you for your support. We love you all. And good night.
Yep.
Nighty-night.
Thanks again, Jakey.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.